Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mercy for the Giants. It's mercy for the Giants. Here's the one thing when you look at this Jet team, who have now lost 3 in a row after their stunning victory against Raheem Morris and the Atlanta Falcons. They lost to the Dolphins 34-10. Got boat raced by the Jacksonville Jaguars 48-20, and then Aaron Glenn goes out there and throws Wilkes to the Wolves and fires the defensive coordinator. And then yesterday against the New Orleans Saints team, that defensively they've been playing really, really well. You continue to roll Brady Cook out there, even though Tyrod Taylor's healthy, and you lose the game 29-6. I thought the whole idea with Taylor replacing Fields was the fact that you wanted to learn about everyone else on the roster, and you wanted to put a quarterback in there that you could learn about everything else that's going on with your team so you can give the right rationalization or scout, self-scout your own team here moving forward. For the Jets, listen, they are in a world of hurt when it comes to this organization moving forward as well. Here's the one thing I'll give Glenn credit for, though, before we get to that, is that, you know, you haven't had the Rossini, Zach Rosenblatt, athletic stories coming out about all the nonsense about going out behind the scenes, whether it be the Bobs, whether it be Woody's sons, whether it be about Gabe Bowles, everything that was going on for the last year and a half, 2 years previous to this, when Aaron Rodgers was the quarterback of this team and Robert Saleh basically had lost complete and utter control, and there's little to no respect for Mr. All Gas, No Breaks. But that is all stopped, right? So there haven't been those kind of leaks coming out of Florham Park, but in the end, you know, Muji and Glenn took over a team that was not without talent, not without ability, and they basically turned it into a rebuild. Why? Because you know what? That buys them a little bit more time. But the difference between the Jets and the Giants, even though yesterday was completely unwatchable, I mean, and Cook is not an NFL quarterback. I mean, nice story. I liked the scene on the sidelines yesterday where he's talking to his wide receivers. I mean, I think he played 60-plus games of college football. I mean, he played a lot. Saw a lot of games collegially, but do I think Brady Cook's a starting quarterback in the NFL? No. Do I think he's necessarily a backup? Probably not. You know, he attempted, you know, he averaged 5.4 yards per attempt yesterday. And I get that the lack of weaponry when you're looking at the New York Jets, and that Saints defense has played well, and Kellen Moore feels like he's found his quarterback in Tyler Shuck, the 26-year-old coming out of Louisville. But with all of that being said, for the Jets here and for Aaron Glenn, you could have the tough guy mentality that he wants to have, right? The Bill Parcells, kind of Sean Payton, my way or the highway, tough love, I'm going to coach you hard, don't take it personal, this comes along with the territory, I'm going to be a therapist, understand not everyone gets motivated by one and the same thing, everybody beats the, you know, everybody's personality a little bit different, what motivates you might not motivate the next guy. With all that being said, just like with the New York Giants, the results have got to follow. you know, doing enough shows over the years, you know, whether it be, you know, with, you know, David Deal, Willie Colon, Bart Scott, you know, NFL players, they want the answers. They want to know that you can, and not the answers to the test. We're not talking about the SATs. We're not talking about the final in world history. They want basically to have the understanding that if they do what you ask them to do, the results will follow. And here's the concern that you have with Glenn. And I'm not denying that he did everything he did to deserve this opportunity, whether it be taking the guidance of Bill Parcells, which he talked about at his introductory press conference, you know, 10, 11 months ago, where he first became an area scout, national scout, worked his way up, assistant, defensive assistant, then eventually become a defensive coordinator, then eventually a head coach. Not going to deny the fact that he has an understanding and a love for this organization, wanted the Jets job as well. But Aaron Glenn's got on to the understanding that you can go out and have this kind of back and forth nature with the media, and you can go out there and coach your players hard. You could do all that. The rails have come off. And you got to eventually, it's got to lead to some sort of result. See, if you aren't going to compare and you look at the New Orleans Saints yesterday, Kellen Moore took over, and arguably, when you look at that New Orleans Saints team, they are clearly, at the start of the season, the Jets were a more talented team. Look at the way that the Saints, and I get they've got a 26-year-old quarterback in Shuck who played a lot of years of college football, right? I understand that. It was well thought of. People looked at his age and maybe a little bit scared away. Injury history collegiately. But look at where New Orleans is trending. And comparatively speaking, look at where the New York Jets are. Saints have played well. You know, Saints went into Miami and almost knocked off the Miami Dolphins when the Dolphins were playing well. They went into Tampa and beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They went into Carolina. I mean, the Saints have played well. Went into Carolina, beat the Saints, beat the Panthers once, and then welcomed the Carolina Panthers down to New Orleans and beat them again. And that Saints team is trending in the right direction, because not saying that all of a sudden next year they're definitively going to be a playoff team, even though that division is dreadful, but you're starting to see the impact of the head coach. You've not seen that this year with Aaron Glenn. And no matter what he says, that is true. See, if you look around and you keep your eyes wide open, you can learn things, see things that are going on in the National Football League and, you know, and teams that are trending, that are looking to build upon something. That's exactly what the New Orleans Saints are doing. Jets were a more talented team than New Orleans coming into the year. I thought New Orleans was going to end up having the worst record in the National Football League was dead wrong. Didn't understand and didn't really recognize just how bad the roster was with the Vegas Raiders, and didn't necessarily think the Giants were going to have the kind of season that they have had this season. And didn't think Aaron Glenn year one and Darren Muji year one would turn this into a rebuild. Were there concerns when they decided to lean into Justin Fields? There was no doubt. As I told you at the time, Fields stinks. He's a terrible quarterback. Good in college, five-star recruit coming out of high school. You know, transfer from Georgia to Ohio State, but as far as an NFL quarterback, thanks, but no thanks. Unbelievable athlete, game doesn't slow down, holds on to the football way too long, doesn't understand how to get to his secondary and tertiary receivers. I mean, it just is what it is. And no amount of coaching, no amount of love, no amount of guidance is all of a sudden going to change it, because at some point in time, you, the player, has got to go out there and do it. And he can't. And yesterday was another long day in what has been an extremely long season for the New York Jets. And for the head coach, just as you evaluate and scout your players, he's got to do a little self-evaluation, because he needs to improve year number two. As the reports come out yesterday, I didn't think Woody Johnson was all of a sudden going to fire Aaron Glenn after year one. Didn't necessarily think that's going to happen or was going to happen. So didn't necessarily need to see the reports that Glenn is safe going into year number two. But it is an indictment that he fires the defensive coordinator that he picked and brought in before the first year comes to an end. A defensive coordinator, by the way, that was on Shanahan's staff in San Francisco, and I understand he got fired after the Super Bowl, but still, Wilkes was on that staff out there in San Francisco for Kyle Shanahan. Glenn's got a lot of work to do, not only from a player personnel perspective, and if you think the Giants are in trouble, or you're concerned about where the Giants are, well, the Giants have a little bit of a light at the end of the tunnel, because they've got Dart. You know, take a look at that Jet quarterback room. Most important position in the National Football League. You've got Tyrod Taylor, who I like, is a backup, never can stay healthy. Field stinks, and Brady Cook is not an NFL player. Maybe a backup, maybe a scout player, but, I mean, let's be honest.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
And that was a long day down in New Orleans yesterday. I'll tell you that. Rivervale, New Jersey. First up on this Monday, it's Eric. What's going on, Eric?
Moose. How are you, brother?
I'm doing well, Eric. How are you?
I'm great, man. It's great to chat with you. Merry Christmas to you, the fam. Hopefully the boys are doing well, not driving you too crazy. I imagine you've got a much longer Christmas list than I do, but...
Nah, the boys are nuts. I mean, they're crazy. Every day's a battle. Every day's a battle. The other day I having a catch with my youngest son, Gregory, like a little football catch, in the house. And, Donna and Jackson and Paul were up in Massachusetts playing hockey. Was not looking, and he basically, this is not a, regulation size NFL football. It's like a, smaller football, right? And it's not a Nerf ball either, right? Was not looking, decided to whip the ball, hit me right in the groin, drop me to my knees. That's fatherhood right there.
I know it well because, I had a similar experience, but it ended up off his 55-inch television in the basement, in the playroom. And
yeah.
There you go.
Doesn't end.
It's the season.
It comes along with the territory. You want comes along. Now I'll miss it. I'll miss these days because, when they're 18, 19, 20, 21, out of college, going out there doing their thing, making their impact on wherever they decide they might live. Maybe they stay close to home. Maybe I'll miss these days. I really will. So I speak of them in glowing fashion. I love them.
Yeah, there's absolutely no question about that. So, yeah, to talk, the Jets and the Giants and New York football. I was having this conversation, in fact, yesterday. What I can't quite understand, right, like in a league that is, like, parity is paramount to all, right? Literally every team in the NFL is looking to go in a more positive direction, including the Saints, which you saw yesterday, outside of basically three teams, right? The Raiders and then the two New York football teams. For whatever reason, they cannot get out of their own way. Giants and Jets, different problems, but problems nonetheless, and they can't win football games. I mean, I tend to agree with you that the Giants are probably in a better spot than the Jets just because they have the quarterback, but they also don't have a coach or a GM. So,
The GM, Shane. He still has a job. He's still there. They've got to find their head coach. Here's the problem the Giants have is that they want to find an experienced head coach that I would imagine, and I don't know this, I haven't talked to anybody in the building about, but I would imagine they'd want somebody that's going to be more of a disciplinarian after, going through the last handful of years with Brian Daboll as the head coach, right? So I'd imagine they were going to bring in that guy. And you see it time and time again in the National Football League. Who is that guy? That's not Mike McCarthy.
No.
And then maybe to gamble on another coordinator who is inexperienced in the National Football League. Like, who are you going to go to? I mean, like, which guy? Because you've gambled on... you've gambled on whether it be Pat Shurmur, Joe Judge, Brian Daboll, go back to McAdoo. McAdoo was actually in the building. None of it worked out.
Right. And I think maybe it's Flores. I mean, obviously, I know most Giants fans are looking for Tomlin, but he ain't going anywhere, particularly after the way they looked yesterday. So I don't know. I mean, I think the irony of it is that the Jets and the Giants right now need each other. They really do. I mean, these games are going to matter only because of the draft spot. And if the, you know, the Jets, you know, clearly aren't going to beat the Patriots. And then, the, you know, if the Giants can figure out a way to lose, I mean, their game plan yesterday, I can't figure that out. To me, it's like, then just sit Dart. Play Russell Wilson. Like, if you're going to game plan around, you know, your run game, then what, you're taking the ball out of Dart's hands anyway. So just sit him and make sure he doesn't get hurt. But to me, like, if the Giants get that one pick, that's a game changer for both organizations, right? Because then at least the Jets can try to trade up and get Mendoza, and then the Giants obviously can get a handful of draft picks.
Yeah, I mean, and the idea that that would not happen, I think, is false. But the Jets have got to also fall in love with the quarterback and love Mendoza going through the draft process. And we'll see how it plays out for Cignetti and the Indiana Hoosiers during the quarterfinals of the college football playoffs after outside of Oklahoma and Alabama. The other three games were absolute bores. I mean, Miami and Texas A&M was interesting only because of the wind factor, but it was fun seeing Michael Irvin on the sidelines celebrating for the Hurricanes, but not a particularly great game. But the other two were just dreadful. Freehold we go. It's Rob. What's going on, Rob?
Hey, how you doing, guys? I was at the game yesterday. I'm a longtime Giant fan, 50 years. That was probably the worst crowd I've ever been a part of. I think they gave up a couple of third downs themselves in the first quarter. But it's just, it shocks me, the decision-making that goes on this team and the coaching. It's mind-boggling with the money these guys make. I mean, you got Minnesota opens up with a field goal. The Giants put together a great drive on the first drive. Come away with 0 points, go for it on fourth down.
Yeah,
I looked at my kid, I said, that field goal, I said, that missed field goal is going to come back and haunt us for sure in this game. And then you're watching a real coach on the other side. You know, we got that delay of game. Dart's got a delay of game problem. I mean, Eli Manning was one of the best at it. He's got to teach him how to watch that play clock. But the coach has got to step in and call a timeout there. And the same thing happened to the Vikings, and the coach went in with 2 seconds, 1 second on the play clock, called the timeout at the end of the half there, and they wind up scoring a touchdown. It really, really does come down to coaching. Right to the other point of the Jets and the Giants, I mean, I think we take Mendoza, I think we trade him for a boatload of picks this year to whoever comes with the biggest, you know, the biggest haul we could possibly take. But do you trust Joe Shane to put the draft picks together? I really don't think he's put a really good team together. They put faith in Slayton. I mean, the guy's never had 1,000 yards in his whole career. I know he took less money to play, but, you know, his agent was smart. He wasn't getting money anywhere else to play in the NFL. Drops passes every game.
Yeah, and it grows tiring. You know, you can't watch it. It's hard to sit there and watch Darius Slayton, who had hands issues out of Auburn, you know, and wasn't a problem earlier on in his career, but he was... There's no doubt. I mean, he's got the size and speed quotient, but I mean, the drops are just too much. I mean, you even have Quentin Johnson with the Los Angeles Chargers now, who was a first round pick coming out of TCU, right? But if you look about this, and you know, the criticism of him coming out of TCU was not his God given athletic ability, it was that he was a body catcher, right? That is not what NFL scouts want to be. They want to see guys that are using their hands, not using their bodies to catch the football, not having the ball land, whether it be chest, stomach, whatever it might be, that you're using your hands to catch the football, right? But Quentin Johnson, you know, he even had, you know, drops early on in his career, right? Wide open touchdowns down the field, beating the coverage clean, 20, 30 yards wide open, dropping the football, right? I saw him yesterday make a one-handed touchdown catch against Dallas. I mean, it's all like, and then you watch Darius Slayton time and time and time again, you know, for the most part, that he continues to just drop footballs. And Theo Johnson, I mean, how many times do I have to watch Theo Johnson if the ball goes right through his hands, he's watching the replay on Jumbotron? I mean, I don't need to see it anymore. I really don't. Listen, Dart went to school yesterday against Brian Flores. That's going to be game film that he can go out there and analyze and understand and detect, and he'll learn a little something. Was I a little bit miffed about the game plan where you marginalized the most important position on your team and quarterback, where you just wanted them to hand the football off? Yeah, it was a little odd. 1040, Melusis with you. 888-808-1019.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.